Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Yolanda's Genius by Carol Fenner. Chapter 1. It was hard to say which terrible thing made their mother decide to finally leave Chicago, where Yolanda and her little brother Andrew had lived all their lives. It could have been the fact that both terrible things happened within 14 hours of each other. The second one wasn't so terrible, really, Yolanda had concluded. Nobody had died, and Andrew was no junkie. It was just maybe the last straw. The first and really terrible thing was the shooting at school. Willie Meredith was dead, and Tyrone had done it. And Yolanda should never have told Mama. It made Mama think her children were in some new kind of danger. But Yolanda hadn't been able to stop her mouth. Telling her Mama had helped settle some of the images. Willie toppling to the floor, Tyrone walking stiffly away between two police officers, her fifth-grade teacher with his bloody arm. "It looked just like a toy gun, Mama," Yolanda had said. "Why didn't I keep my big mouth shut? Why didn't I wrestle the gun away from Tyrone? I'm bigger." She'd always wanted to give Tyrone a hug, smile into the warm gleam of his eyes. But she stood there thinking it was all some stupid boy joke. Yolanda's mother was quiet that evening after Yolanda told her of the shooting at school. She kept going to the window to look down into the street. Yolanda checked the view several times to see what was so interesting and finally decided that her mother was staring through the snow.